From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Darling Downs Radio Club Secretary, with the club update for Sunday, the 15th of December. Nice and quick this week, and as we move towards the end of the year, our scheduled regular club activities take a break until the beginning of February. But don't lose track of the dates. Saturday the 8th of February for our next club lunch social, and Monday the 10th of February for the members meeting and tech topic. More details on those in coming weeks. Speaking of tech topics, we had a great session with John VK4JBE discussing software-defined radios. John gave us a cheat sheet to help with SDR selection and has kindly provided some follow-up materials to help get started. That info will be on our website in a bit and was sent round to everybody who's a member or who is registered with us for emails earlier in the week. If that's not you and you're not connected to the club, drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au and we'll add you to the list so that you don't miss out. Not taking a break, the weekly club nets will continue 2 metres on VK4RDD at 1000 local on Sundays and the 80-metre net on Saturday evenings. You might also be interested in a new 80-metre net that's coming out of Warwick, where Mark, VK40Y, will host the Boundary Rider Net every Monday to Friday on 3.675 MHz at 2000 local time. Check out our website at www.ddrci.org.au and watch for additional news as we do some updates over the break. But that's it for this week. 73 from John, VK4JPM, for the team at the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
Only 10 more days and children and the not-so-young will be enjoying the festivities of Christmas. Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Many of the things that I remember from my childhood are still part of the items that are still common today. The events are still followed, but the things that are used have been modernised. I can remember a genuine tree being cut and mounted in the house and then adorned with suitable decorations. These days there is the convenience of store-bought manufactured trees at trinkets which aren't necessarily valuable enough to wrap in tissue paper and store until the next year. When I first caught the bug of radio, I made my first logbook. It was nothing more than a school exercise book that I ruled up and labelled the columns for the date, time and call signs, etc. These days, a quick internet search will bring you many styles of blogging, from apps to printable styles, from records you can save on your electronic device to creating a permanent paper memento. That brought me to thinking about how we can make available stored information for use both within the shack and out in the field, portable, of course, and in our club activities too. Certainly a printed form of reference is preferred by many of us, but the convenience of electronic memory has a lot to recommend it. The amount of storage that is now cheaply available on memory cards and USB sticks is growing each year. When we think back to the now-lost WIA call book, there was so much material to guide operating in its pages, from frequencies of band segments to QSL Bureau details, and so much more made the pages. With more precise division of bands as new modes are introduced, having a reference which can specify the correct details to use for a particular mode is handy both at home and portable. For clubs, a drive containing details of the club, as well as linking to regulations, band plans, awards, would be a great tool for new as well as experienced amateurs. With PDF apps for free download, compiling and collating, so much of the information can be done straight from the internet. Just be aware that a lot of the material is subject to copyright ownership and permission must be obtained to publish it. This would apply to material from the ACMA and the WIA, of course. There will be those who don't like the idea of electronic resources, preferring paper-based material. However, the portability of a small drive overcomes the problems of poor internet services in an area, and if designed properly, it could be updated by the user or through a central data service. There have been problems previously when material was distributed on disks and pen drives, when piracy was a common practice for many, and ownership of material was viewed as a commercial necessity. These days we don't have a simple handbook or a core book to help, and it is sensible to remember that, when all else fails, there is amateur radio. We just need to make it more convenient at times. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.